Let's delve a little deeper into this Fed story. Stephen Boucher is the host of Let's Talk Money, which you can hear every Saturday at noon and Sunday at 8 right here on WGY. And he joins us live right now on WGY Mornings. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Doug.
So this Fed thing, are they going to go 75 basis points? And is this a sign that things are worse than they might appear?
Well, as you and I have talked, inflation is a moving target. And when they said that they weren't going to do 0.75 hikes this year, all of a sudden, with inflation heating up as much as it is and being out of control, and it really is, the Fed is a year late to this party. They should have started raising interest rates a year ago. But let's bring us to today. Today, they're coming out of their meeting, and I think Wall Street is expecting a 0.75% rate hike. If Wall Street doesn't get that, then I think you're going to see a lot of volatility in the markets. Basically, the Fed has to send a signal that they are going to fight inflation, get it under control in as quick of a manner as they can possibly do it. And that's their job. That's what they have to do. I wouldn't be surprised to see 100 basis point, just a shock to system. That would send a clear message to Wall Street that we know we have to do something drastic. We plan on doing that.
So we heard, and one of the reasons why they could do something drastic is, was it on Monday, you know, we're officially in a bear market. What exactly does that mean? What are you telling your clients about that?
Yeah, so a bear market is really when, so a correction is defined when the stock market from peak to trough, high to low, drops 10%. A bear market is 20%. Right now, the S&P 500, the broad stock market index, is down about 23% from its high. NASDAQ is down about 33% from its high, along with small caps. They're down as well. So we're in a bear market, and all of a sudden, this week especially, the headlines are horrific between the Ukraine war, the slowdown and lockdowns in China over COVID, and inflation, inflation, inflation. The headlines are really taking their toll on investors. So we're telling our investors, because right now the last thing an investor wants to do is sell out. If they sell out, they absolutely lose. And I've heard more investors say, well, I'll wait till the market comes back. And I say, just think about that logic. That just doesn't make sense. You're going to sell out now at the bottom, wait till the market recovers, and then get back in and not ride that rally, not ride that bounce, which we call easy money. And I'm not sure when that will come, but it will come. The markets will recover. So we have clients thinking about, we have a picture is worth a thousand words. We had them go back and just 2 years, 4 months ago, look at that 34% drop in the S&P. How did that make you feel? Right now, it's just a little blip on the screen. Go back 15 years ago when the S&P was down 50% during the financial crisis over from October 07, March 09. Right now, that just looks like a blip on the screen. 3 years from now, you're going to look back to this time, and it's going to be a blip on the screen. Long-term investors shouldn't panic. They'll only hurt themselves financially speaking.
Always a calming voice, a soothing, things are going to be okay, steady as she goes attitude. That's why I love you, Stephen.
And that's why I love the weekends, because I can guarantee my clients they won't lose a penny on Saturdays and Sundays.
We'll be listening Saturday at noon and Sundays at 8 right here in GY. Steve, thanks. We'll talk next week.
Doug, stay well.
Stephen Boucher, host of Let's Talk Money.